This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
अस्सलाम वालेकुम, मेरा नाम है हबीब, मेरा उम्र है 9 साल का। सुबह 6 बजे उठता हूँ, मैं सिपारा पढ़ने जाता हूँ। सिपारा आज ही मैं नाश्ता करके चला जाता हूँ कबाड़ चुनने। कबाड़ ले आता हूँ, आज खंडे में बेच देता हूँ। ₹100-200 हो जाते, मैं अबू को दे देता हूँ, कभी मैं भी रख देता हूँ, शौक से मैं मलाई खा देता हूँ। अगर कोई आस पास स्कूल मिल गया तो मैं दाखिल होना चाहता हूँ, पढ़ना चाहता हूँ। मैं बड़ा होकर फिर फौजी अफसर बनना चाहता हूँ।
मैं पढ़ना चाहती हूँ,
अस्सलाम वालेकुम, मेरा नाम है हबीब, मेरा उम्र है 9 साल का। सुबह 6 बजे उठता हूँ, मैं सिपारा पढ़ने जाता हूँ। सिपारा आज ही मैं नाश्ता करके चला जाता हूँ कबाड़ चुनने। कबाड़ ले आता हूँ, आज खंडे में बेच देता हूँ। ₹100-200 हो जाते, मैं अबू को दे देता हूँ, कभी मैं भी रख देता हूँ, शौक से मैं मलाई खा देता हूँ। अगर कोई आस पास स्कूल मिल गया तो मैं दाखिल होना चाहता हूँ, पढ़ना चाहता हूँ। मैं बड़ा होकर फिर फौजी अफसर बनना चाहता हूँ। अस्सलाम वालेकुम, मेरा नाम है हबीब, मेरा उम्र है 9 साल का। सुबह 6 बजे उठता हूँ, मैं सिपारा पढ़ने जाता हूँ। सिपारा आज ही मैं नाश्ता करके चला जाता हूँ कबाड़ चुनने। कबाड़ ले आता हूँ, हाजी खंडे में बेच देता हूँ। सौ रुपया 200 रुपया हो जाते, मैं अबू को दे देता हूँ। कभी मैं भी रख देता हूँ, शौक से मैं मलाई खा देता हूँ। अगर कोई आस पास स्कूल मिल गया तो मैं दायल होना चाहता हूँ, पढ़ना चाहता हूँ। मैं बड़ा होके फिर फौजी अफसर बनना चाहता हूँ।
मैं पढ़ना
चाहता हूँ। अस्सलाम वालेकुम, मेरा नाम है अभी, मेरा उम्र है 9 साल का। सुबह 6 बजे उठता हूँ, मैं सिपारा पढ़ने जाता हूँ। सिपारा आज ही मैं नाश्ता करके चला जाता हूँ कबाड़ चुनने। कबाड़ ले आता हूँ, हाजी खंडे में बेच देता हूँ। सौ रुपया 200 रुपया हो जाते, मैं अबू को दे देता हूँ। कभी मैं भी रख देता हूँ, शौक से मैं मलाई खा देता हूँ। अगर कोई आस पास स्कूल मिल गया तो मैं दायल होना चाहता हूँ, पढ़ना चाहता हूँ। मैं बड़ा होके फिर फौजी अफसर बनना चाहता हूँ।
بركات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Brothers and sisters, hope you're well. أهلا وسهلا مرحبا. There's approximately about an hour left for Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this blessed month, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe, fasting has been made fard, prescribed upon you, like it was prescribed upon those before you, and it has a major, major purpose, and that is la'allakum tattaqun, that by the end of the month of Ramadan, you become people who are God conscious. Every step that you take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are aware that Allah is watching you. Allah is present. This is the purpose of the month of Ramadan. And therefore, it is very important that we understand the maqsad and the purpose of this blessed month. And therefore, we can reap maximum benefit. Now, this blessed month, as we know the many virtues of this blessed month, one of the virtues of this blessed month is that a prayer which is fard is multiplied by 70 prayers. A nafil prayer, so a prayer which is one of your nafil prayers, those nawafil are multiplied and a nafil prayer becomes a fard prayer. Basically, this is the month where we reap maximum reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why I believe that one of the greatest ways of attaining the purpose of this blessed month is that we get our salah right. Look, me and you are going to, inshallah, pray our salah for the rest of our life. And therefore, we need to endeavor to get it in a manner which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a fard. You know, and like our fasting, unfortunately, many of us do our fasting ritualistically. Similarly with our prayers. Many people pray 5 times a day, but it's just a routine. It's just a ritual. The heart is not in the prayer. The connection is not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how it should be. So in this deen, and the beautiful teachings of this deen, is that the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, When you are about to sacrifice an animal, then sacrifice that animal with excellence, with itqan. Subhanallah. The deen, the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are such that even when we are about to sacrifice an animal, that should be done with excellence. Then what about salah? What about our prayer? What about, subhanallah, that thing which has been obligated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There should be an amazing excellence. Why? Because this is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the month of Ramadan is a blessed month. But the month of Ramadan will come and it will pass, and maybe we will attain the next month, maybe we will not. But five time prayer is every single day. So before I go on to the benefits and the objectives of this course, it's a brief course, I want to give a brief story about the Salah itself, the story of Salah. Look, the most adventurous night in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the night of Miraj. Allah says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Pure is that being who took by night his servant from Masjid al-Haram in one night to Masjid al-Aqsa. All happened in one night. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now reaches Masjid al-Aqsa. And subhanallah, you know, this was also the night when salah was given, but this was also the night when the greatest of salahs was ever performed, recorded in history. You know, sometimes we imagine, look, how must it be when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would turn around to the Sahaba and he would say to them, straighten yourself. And in that self would be Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Abu Dharr, Bilal, Suhaib, radiallahu anhum. In the back you would have the women, Aisha, Umm Salma, Hafsa, radiallahu anhum. What amazing, subhanallah. Imagine the salah when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is now reading salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. La ilaha illallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam now turns around. He sees no Abu Bakr, sees no Umar, sees no Uthman. Who does he see? He sees Adam alayhi salatu salam. He sees Ibrahim. He sees Yusuf, Yunus, Idris. And he sees the over 100,000 Anbiya alayhim salatu salam. This was the night where the greatest salah was ever performed. From there, from Masjid al-Aqsa on the same portion, same night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the heavens. And in the heavens, he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now on this occasion gives him a present. Look, presents, even today, kings generally give presents according to their status. You know, people who are of high esteem, people who are of high rank, they will give a present according to their status. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What present does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He gives him salah. La ilaha illallah. Look at all the other ahkam, all the other rulings of the sharia, all the other things which are obligatory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibra'il and he gives him Ramadan, he gives him zakat, he gives him hajj, and all the other obligations, he gives him jihad, etc., etc., etc. With salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't send Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to himself and he gives him the present of salah. He gives it to him. He handed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how many salahs? 50 salahs. Imagine this. 50 salahs. And the Messenger of Allah is elated that his ummah has been given this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and he's coming down, and on the way down he meets Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says to the Messenger of Allah, what have you been given? He said, I've been given salah. The Messenger of Allah so elated, because the Messenger of Allah understood the virtue of salah. He said, I've been given salah. He said, how many salahs have you been given? He said, I've been given 50. I think that's right, anyway. 50 salahs. I've been given 50 salahs. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, go back. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah to reduce it. Because my ummah was given these salahs and they couldn't manage. So he goes back. The narration mentioned, he goes back and Allah reduces it by 5. He goes back to Musa. Musa says, still too much. Goes back again. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced it by 5. So from 50, 45, 40, 35. And it keeps going down. Now you can imagine how many times the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually it's come down to 5. And he comes back. And he meets Musa. Musa says, how many now? He said, 5. He said, go back. Still too much. We've had this. Our people had this. They couldn't manage. Go back again. The Prophet ﷺ said, no. Now I feel ashamed that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reduce it again. And subhanAllah, this is a ni'mah. Imagine, this is a ni'mah and a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up to him. He gave him 5 salah. We pray 5 salah. We get the reward for 50 salahs. Imagine. We sometimes find it difficult to pray 5 salahs. Imagine if we had 50 salahs. 50 salahs would have been more than every half an hour. You would have prayed a salah. That subhanAllah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Messenger of Allah to him and he granted him salah. So now I want to just go through briefly the objectives of this course. What are the objectives of this course? So the first is that we pray salah. By the end of this course, we endeavor to pray salah in a manner which our salah is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we attain through this course khushu, devotion with love, concentration, and I will speak about khushu in a while in detail. That we go I'm going to mention it in a nutshell. Khushu is where you pray your salah and your heart is present in salah. But it's present in the salah because of your love and because you are in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Inna aradna al-amanata ala al-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal." We gave the amana, and according to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, the amana is the farz. We gave the amana to the heavens, the earth, and the mountains. You carry this amana. You carry the farz. They refused to carry it. It was too heavy for them to carry it. And then man carried this amana. So this is amana, and this is why when salah time would come, Ali radiallahu anhu's complexion would change. And they would say to him, what's happened? He said, this is an amana, which Allah gave to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, and they refuse. And now it's my duty to carry this amana. It's my time to pray my salah. Now, what do we mean by love and awe? Look, we are in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you ever stood at the bottom of a mountain and then you look up at the mountain? And the mountain is huge. You are in awe of the mountain. Have you, you know, there was a time where one night I went on a ship in the middle of the night to the middle of the ocean. And it was totally and utterly dark. And honestly, not only was I scared, I was in awe. I felt like a little speck. So when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you stand in with love and you stand with awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also khushu means when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you desire rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, you seek becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would advise those brothers and sisters at home, take a pen and paper and write this down, because you will inshallah go back to these notes again and again, and inshallah you will benefit from these notes again and again, because there will be quite a bit that we will go through. And if you don't have a pen and paper, you may actually find it, you know, it may give you a momentarily, it might give you a spiritual boost, but what we want is that we want to retain that spirituality in our salah for the rest of our life. So we take a pen and paper. So again, I go through the meaning of khushu is to stand. Salah wasn't perfect, therefore he will repeat it again and again. What we endeavor to do is improve in our salah. You know, endeavor to improve in our salah. We endeavor to get khushu and khudu in salah. Why? Because this is the most important ingredient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتٍ خَاشِئُونَ Subhanallah. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, the Surah of the Believers, the first quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is khushu. That successful are the believers. Which believers? Those who attain khushu in their salah. Those who attain khushu in their salah, they are the successful ones. Therefore, The word aflaha is generally translated as successful, but really the word aflaha actually means to do something with a great effort and at the end reap the rewards. And this is why the word falah, the word farmer actually come from the word aflaha. And the farmer means what? Well, it means a farmer. Falah means a farmer. What does a falah do? What a falah, he sows the seed, he plows the land, he waters it, it needs sun, it needs good soil. And after a long time, you will see the fruits of that seed, the vegetation, the trees, the fruits. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful are those believers who made an effort in their salah and eventually attained khushu in their salah. And this is why Umar radiallahu anhu would say, there are people who become old in Islam. People who become old in Islam, but Allah has never accepted their salah. Allah save us from this. That they have become old in salah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never accepted their salah. They said, Amirul Mu'mineen, how is it possible that a person has been praying salah from childhood until old age, and Allah has never ever accepted their salah? Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes, because he had or she had no khushu in their salah. So brothers and sisters, coming back to this again, I cannot emphasize this enough. You and I are going to pray salah for the inshallah for the rest of our life. Five times a day. Imagine, we go, we do wudu, we go to the masjid, we prepared, we've got clean clothes on, we've taken our time, and to attain nothing besides tiredness. So if we are going to pray our salah, we want to pray our salah in a good manner. So let me go through the next part. I want to go through the four components of salah. The four components of salah. Inshallah, I will endeavor to finish around about 7:40 because I know one, brothers and sisters will need to go to masjid. I've had many of the sisters requesting that from tomorrow they are going to need to prepare food, etc. Maybe the brothers as well need to prepare some food. So hence, I will inshallah endeavor to finish at 7:40. Then if we have any questions, I will endeavor to answer them maybe after I finish this session, or we'll start earlier the next day. So now I'm going to go through the four components of salah. And these are very important. So salah is made out of four components. The first is the khushu, the heart. That your heart is engrossed in the salah. If you don't, your heart is not engrossed in the salah, your mind is somewhere else. What happens? You have a salah, yes, but it's a spiritless salah. There's no spirit in that salah. Your mind is somewhere else. And the hadith mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person prays his salah and his heart is in the salah, he focuses towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah focuses towards him until he turns away from Allah, subhanallah. So until your heart is in that salah, Allah will remain focused. Soon as your heart moves away from the salah, your heart goes somewhere else, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves away from that person. And therefore, having the heart. So firstly, that we have that our heart is in the salah. If you do not, the outcome of that is that you have a soulless salah. You have a spiritless salah. The second is that your mind is in the salah. Meaning that you understand what has been recited. Inshallah, we will go through the meaning of the salah, inshallah, from beginning to end. But why is this important? Look. Many of us pray salah, and we pray five times a day. We pray our sunnahs, we pray our nafil, we pray our wajib, and until today, we don't know the meaning of subhanakallahumma. It's ajeeb. How is that possible? How can you really get the emotions if you don't understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they not ponder over the Quran? Are they locks on their hearts? Allah is speaking generally about the Quran. That why don't they understand the Quran? We are reading our tashahhud. We don't know what our tashahhud means. Many of us, and Allah safeguard us, read Surah Fatiha in every single rakat, but we don't know what Surah Fatiha means. And even if we do know what Surah Fatiha means, we are not extracting the benefits from it, because if we extracted the benefits from Surah Al-Fatiha or from Subhanakallahumma or from anything else or even from the Allahu Akbar, our state would be wallahi different. Our state would be different. Our state, we would have a connection with Salah. But these all need an effort. So the second is that your mind is in Salah. So when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, not only are you with him, not only are you understanding when you are reading the Thana or any other dua, you are there in Salah. When you are reading Surah Al-Fatiha, you are Surah Al-Fatiha, you understand what Surah Al-Fatiha is. You are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the second. The third is that when you pray, is that there is a humility in your postures. So there is a humility in your postures. What does that mean? That you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you walk in the earth, do not walk upright. Your chest out. Why? And stamping your feet down like if you're something special. Why? Because Allah says you won't be able to tear the earth, nor will you be able to reach the mountains in your tallness. So there's no need for you. So when you're walking even in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you're walking in the earth, then walk with humility. La ilaha illallah. If that is the case of when you are walking on the earth, okay? You're walking on the earth. Allah wants you to be humble. What about when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Humility. There's a humility. So the first part is that your heart is in Salah. Second, you are mindful. Your mind is in Salah. Because if your mind is not in Salah, then you will have an unmindful prayer. The third is that you have humility in your postures. Why? Because if you don't have humility in your postures, then that will be an arrogant Salah. A Salah where you are showing arrogance, na'udhu billah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, how is this understood? Humility, yes. Humility as shown by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't go overboard. For instance, this wouldn't be regarded as a sunnah. Somebody went like this, subhanallah, and then they were ma'adur or something. And then they stood like, subhanallah. No. That is against the sunnah. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sorry, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu once saw a person and he was praying like Salah like this. Umar radiallahu anhu said, lift your neck. So lift your neck. Khushu is not in your neck. You know, khushu is here. So there shouldn't be an over kind of a meekness in Salah. It should be according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth one is ta'deelul arqan. Very important. Ta'deelul arqan is where you do your each posture, your each position is done with calmness. So when you stand, Allahu Akbar, calmly. When you go into ruku, calmly. It's not like, let me stand up and show you this. It's not like this. You stand up like this. And you go into ruku like this. Yeah, so it's like that, like this. One motion. Ruku, up, down. That is not ta'deelul arqan. According to many of the scholars, your salah is batil. Ta'deelul arqan is where your limbs go back to their original position. So you go into ruku and it's like this. So you're there. And then you go, sami Allahu liman hamida. And you go up like this. And then you stand there, and your limbs, all of them, go back to their original places. It's not like this. Not like that. This is not accepted. Actually, a man came and he prayed, And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he came, he prayed and he came, and he sat with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go and pray again. He prayed again, he came back, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back again, pray you, salah is not being accepted. Third time he came, and he did it again, and then the Prophet, he said, O Messenger of Allah, I know no other salah besides this. And then the Messenger of Allah explained to him salah, that salah is prayed with calmness. Brothers, listen to this. Listen to this hadith. Listen to this hadith, and it's very, very important that we listen to this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the worst of thieves is he who steals from his salah. And this is why, you know, subhanAllah, we pray, but we just want to get out of salah. It's not, you know, we don't feel the pleasure. We don't feel like, look, we're speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to get out, we want to go in salah and out of salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the worst of thieves is he who steals from his salah. The Sahaba said, Oh Messenger of Allah, how is it possible that somebody steals from salah? I mean, how can you do this? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, he prays salah, but he does not do the ruku properly. He prays salah and he doesn't do the sajda properly. Messenger of Allah defined this person as the worst of thieves. As worst of thieves. So we must be calm in our prayer. You know, we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid ibn Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi was known as Sayyid al-Tabi'een, was a great scholar of Medina, one of the fuqaha of Medina. Sayyid ibn Musayyib saw a person praying and he kept on moving around in his prayer. Like, you know, people like this, you know, they need to look good, you know, abaya, you know. You know what I'm talking about, yeah? And like this, and then a guy praying with his beard like this. Sayyidina Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi said, if his heart was focused, his limbs would be calm. If his heart was focused in salah, his limbs would be calm. So now... This is khushu briefly, and I will carry on speaking about the importance of khushu, but now I want to mention the results of a salah with khushu. Allahu Akbar. This is so beautiful. What are the results? Look, Allah says the results of a salah with khushu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. The real results of a salah which is prayed with khushu, Allah says it stops a person from immorality, lewdness, what? Munkar and evil. Now, the question arises then, why doesn't our salah stop us from immoralities? Why doesn't our salah stop us from fahsha and evil deeds? The reason is because we don't pray in a way which brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's we start our salah, Allahu Akbar, and from there we read Subhanakallahumma, we read all our salah. How much heart is there in salah? Who are me and you standing in front of? We're standing in front of Allah. So imagine this. Imagine you wanted to speak to some king, okay? And you wanted something from that king. So you go to the court of the king, and you've got this, you know, audience with the king, subhanAllah, you know, all you wanted, and the king's there, and he's all ears. And you're like this. Yeah, you know what? I wanted you to do me a favor, you know. I wanted this and I wanted that. You know what the king will do? He say, go on your bike. Go on, get lost. Why? Because you are showing disrespect to a worldly king. What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the king of all kings, We stand in prayer. No, we're not looking this way or that way in prayer. No. We don't do that. What do? This moves this way and that way. This is in Azda. This is at work. This is thinking about the job. This is thinking about the drama you're going to watch or you just watch. This is thinking about the argument you just had or you're going to have. And this is why we don't get the pleasure from the salah. In the salata tanha. And the fahsha'i wal munkar. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ibn Kathir and others have mentioned, there was a young Ansari boy. And he would pray with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahaba came to the Messenger of Allah and they said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, you know that young man who prays in the masjid with you? He steals. And he does this. And he does that." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "His salah, I've seen his salah. His salah will stop him from stealing. His salah will stop him from all the other deals." And exactly the narrator mentioned, the time came that that young man became cleansed. That young man did tawbah and all his bad habits he finished. In another narration, they came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, there is a person who steals." He steals. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he prays qiyamul layl, he prays tahajjud. At night time, this person prays tahajjud. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, his tahajjud will stop him from stealing. His tahajjud will stop him from stealing. So brothers, let's develop that khushu in prayer. Let me just go back to the four components which I spoke about just a minute ago. And let me just refresh those. So the four components in Salah is that our heart is engrossed in the prayer. That our mind is focused in the prayer. That there is a humility in all the position, all our postures. And also that we do every action that we do in Salah, we do it calmly. Calmly. We're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon as you say that Allahu Akbar, soon as you say the Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, tonight we are going to inshallah have Taraweeh Salah. You know, La ilaha illallah. Brothers and sisters, whoever can make it for Taraweeh Salah, make it there for Taraweeh Salah. SubhanAllah, you only have it in Ramadan. And make sure that you're there all the way through the month of Ramadan, unless you have some other and you can't make it. Especially for, obviously, the brothers. Some of the warnings and the virtues of praying Salah. I've only got a couple of minutes, but I'm going to finish here. Inshallah, I will carry on with this, inshallah, tomorrow and the day after. Please do join us again. If you have any questions, inshallah. Okay, so we got... I'll answer these questions in the next couple of minutes. I just want to finish up on this hadith, and then I'm going to start up on this hadith tomorrow, because it's an amazing hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first thing man will be asked on the day of judgment is regarding his salah. The first thing that you will be asked about on the day of judgment is your salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he passes that question, then he will pass all the other questions. If his salah is right, all his other actions will be accepted. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he fails on the issue and the question of salah, imagine this, subhanAllah, imagine this, and I will put this in context, inshallah, tomorrow, but I really want you to think about this. If you fail your salah, you fail everything. You fail everything. SubhanAllah. So tomorrow, inshallah, Allah willing, and the reason I'm finishing early is obviously brothers need to go to the masajid, etc. But also the fact that I know from tomorrow onwards, inshallah, the sisters will, and the brothers, let me know what it's called, sisters and brothers will need to prepare for iftar. And therefore, I will endeavor to finish around about 7:40 like today. So inshallah, those who need to go. There's a question here. How is humility related to salah? How is humility related to salah? Everything about salah is humility. Everything. The fact that you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can be a king of this dunya, but you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi says that even folding the hands like this in front of Allah is a sign of humility, humbleness. Looking down is humility. Everything about sajda, your most honored part of your body, you're putting in things. So everything about salah is humility. And this is why a person, according to the fuqaha, if a person does sajda on a sajada, a musalla, a prayer mat, or if he does it on earth, what is more beloved? It's more beloved actually that he does it on earth, because it is more humbleness and more humility in it. طيب بارك الله فيكم. Inshallah, I will, Allah willing, inshallah, I will see you all tomorrow. We will carry on regarding the virtues of salah and how to khushu, and I will also speak about how Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayh speaks about the five types of people who pray salah, and this is very, very important for us, which type of person salah is accepted, which type of person salah, you know, where he will be reckoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although this person has prayed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nasir, is there any more? Yeah? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this blessed month a source of khair for us in this dunya and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we pray salah with khushu, that we become closer to him, that by the time that this blessed month finishes, that we become people of taqwa. La'allakum tattaqun. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
السلام علیکم میرا نام ہے حبیب میرا عمر ہے 9 سال کا صبح 6